No one likes to wait in line, but sometimes you don't have a choice, like maybe when you want a driver's license. Here in the Northwest, the average wait time at a DMV is going up, or going down, depending on which state you live in. In Washington, wait times are one quarter of what they were a few years ago, while in Oregon, standing in line at the DMV is up dramatically. Salem correspondent Chris Lehman explains.
We've all felt like the poor fellow who finally reached the counter in this Family Guy episode.
Did you fill out the 1170?
I filled this out.
That's the 1190. You're gonna have
my assignment? Head down to the DMV and find people tired of waiting in line. Should be easy, right?
They sent me to another line. They sent me back.
But the three times I showed up at the North Salem DMV over the course of a week, there was no soul-crushing lineup of people winding out the door. Instead, the typical wait time was...
It's about probably 10 minutes or so.
About 10 minutes.
I was in line for like 10 minutes, if that.
Maybe the snow kept the lines down, or maybe these folks just got lucky. The truth is, according to DMV's own stats, the amount of time people spend in line has nearly doubled over the past 4 years. The statewide average is around 16 minutes, but it frequently exceeds an hour in larger locations. One Oregon lawmaker wants to change that.
Why not raise the bar?
That's Republican State Representative Kevin Cameron.
There's certain things you have to use the retail location to do, and they're very inconvenient for people who work Monday through Friday.
It doesn't help that the number of frontline workers has dropped, and as of 2 years ago, no Oregon DMV offices are open on Saturdays. Cameron says having to rearrange your work schedule only to end up standing in a long line doesn't make people too fond of state government, and it's not as if customers have a choice.
I can't go someplace else to get my driver's license fixed.
Cameron has introduced a bill that would study customer service at the DMV and look for ways to improve it, like weekend hours. Oregon DMV officials say they already survey customers and that the vast majority of them rate the overall service as good or excellent. But DMV Chief Tom McClellan says the longer the wait, the lower the satisfaction.
When our wait time goes above about 15 minutes, the percentage of people that are satisfied with wait times across the state drops.
Maybe disgruntled Oregonians should hop over the border to Washington.
The longer customers have to wait, the less they feel they are being helped.
That's Christine Anthony with Washington's Department of Licensing.
Our wait times in 2012 went from highs of 46 minutes down to a statewide average of 10 minutes today.
She says the drop is due to a major shift in how Washington tests new drivers. Instead of coming into a state office, most applicants take the exam at a private driving school. Anthony says many of those schools offer evening and weekend hours, unlike the state-run sites. She says the department had a specific goal.
It was strictly to reduce the amount of time customers had to wait in our offices.
Oregon is experimenting with shifting some of its testing to private driving schools, but most people will still have to come in to a DMV office to get their license.
387.
Here at the North Salem DMV office, another customer gets served. Jason Hinton walks away from the counter after helping his stepdaughter get her learning permit. He confirms what the other customers told me. Today was a pretty good day to visit the DMV.
I'd say the longest I've ever waited was about an hour and a half, but it was super busy. But typically it's about 15 minutes.
Hinton's stepdaughter, by the way, passed the test. She could be behind the wheel at this very moment. I'm Chris Lehman in Salem.